Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Acknowledging your strengths. That's the big topic for today, that for the rest of our time together, that I want to focus on. The biggest key, and there's this debate, and I've had this debate with many people. I've read it in many different ways. Do you acknowledge your strengths and focus on your strengths and ignore your weaknesses? Do you improve your weaknesses so you can get better on that part and make your weaknesses into strengths? That one is tough, and I'm going to give you some good framework, some things to think about as far as what might be most important, especially in your sales career. I'm not talking about all strengths. I'm not talking about all weaknesses. This is for you, the salesperson, and I'm focused on helping you master your authentic self-awareness side so that you can be a sales professional and be a persuasion master. That is my goal. So this is all in terms of sales. Now, you could have other strengths, other weaknesses, things outside of that. That's up to you in those contexts. Here, we're talking about sales. I'm here to help you in sales. So the biggest thing, and this is my perspective, the first part, and this is obviously the authenticity piece and the self-awareness piece, is to embrace who you are. I think that is so important. It is to know who you are and embrace who you are. I will speak about myself. That was a huge challenge for me for most of my life, even into my late 30s. One of the things that I struggled with a lot was the fact that I had a very windy path and I didn't even know at that point what my direction was, where I wanted to go. And a lot of times I was embarrassed by my path and my past. I can remember several times standing out in my memory because it was so clear, not that the other person made me feel bad, but that I felt bad. And I remember this one guy I was talking to, and I was actually transitioning and traveling to the Middle East for some contract stuff I was doing. And I remember where I was sitting when I was talking to him, and he said that he had gone to school, got his degree in architecture, and then he was doing design and then projects like that where he was going. And then he asked me what I was doing. I told him what I did. And he asked me if that my degree was in that or if I was in the military. And I had said no. And my degree was in marine biology. And there was this glimmer in his eye that was like, that doesn't make any sense. And that's weird. And I don't get it. And that's one of the things I struggled with, is that, you know, American dream and path that seemed like the right thing to do, that I think is obviously not. And I think a lot of people struggle with that, thinking they have to go one route. We see, you know, younger generations coming up knowing like they're not going to go that path at all, versus what, you know, people in my generation were given from parents, being like, you get a degree that helps you get a really good job, you get a career, you're in that career long term. And then you have that stability, and then you have some retirement, you have those things to look forward to, and you have a family and you have a house, and you know, you check all these boxes in the American dream. And obviously that doesn't exist. That hasn't existed for a very long time. But in my brain, I thought that's what you had to do. And if you didn't, then you were less than. And it wasn't until, again, until my late 30s, where I finally embraced it. I finally realized, wait a second, here's who I am. And all of the things that I have done up to that point in my life, and even till now, have made me who I am, such that the wide range of experiences I've had, jobs that I've had, which is it pales in comparison to other people I know who have done way more various jobs, right? We've all met that person who like has done every type of job under the sun in their life. I have had enough experiences and varied enough experiences such that I understand a lot of things about a lot of different businesses. I've also been through enough stuff in life personally that I wouldn't wish on anyone else. And so I also have a level of empathy for most situations. I mean, I haven't had a lot of health and or family related, you know, health issues and things like that. However, I can relate on a lot of different levels. And what I found is that all those experiences and the things that I've done make it so that I can have a conversation about a lot of different topics and be very interested in the other person and provide some kind of, you know, feedback or ideas or, you know, conversation to it in so many different topics. And that has helped in rapport building. It has helped in business. It has helped in sales and selling, such that I finally realized it not that long ago, relative in my life, that instead of being embarrassed and ashamed of where I had been in the path and my ups and my downs and the windy road, is realizing, wait a second, like that's actually made me who I am, which makes me so effective at what I do, especially talking with people and understanding people and being able to relate on some level. And I think that's very effective. And I think what's interesting too is that most people, I think, actually feel the same way I did, which is, you know, if they only knew what my path was, then maybe they would think less of me. Or I wish I had that straight path, like very few people actually do. And I think that comparison is so tough.